Yeah, hello. This is first podcast. My name is Jürgen, and I'm teaching at the University of Aberdeen on the course Applied Policy Valuation. And in my first podcast, I give you an introduction to the course. My course part covers the book The Perils of Perceptions. And in this first podcast, I give you an introduction to the book. Perils of Perception is by Duffy. Duffy has published a new global study at the end of 2018, covering 37 countries. And it seems that people have massive misperception. For example, the average guess across all countries in that 28% of the populations are migrants, when the actual figure is less than half that at 12%. We think unemployment is much larger than it actually is. The average guess is that 34% is unemployed and looking for work, when it's actually only 7%. And people guessed that young people are having sex on average, when in reality is much less than insane five times, as well as confirming how wrong we are. The survey and other new studies Duffy conducted since the book was published add three important points to our understanding of our collective delusions. First, the Ipsos study filled in an important gap in our measurements of misperceptions. One of the most frequently made comments about the books is that the world is often better than we think we are, but what about climate change or the impact on our world? Do people realize just how much our climate is shifting? We can now answer that question with a firm no. Terrifyingly, 17 of the hottest years on record happened in the last 18 years, but the average guess across the world is that only 9 were. We are worried, but not worried enough, and we will see direct action movements like Extinction Rebellion as the symptoms of this unflinching avoidance. Second, we have added to our understanding of just how different groups of people see the same realities. Most strikingly, people in the US have utterly opposing views of the extent of gun deaths there, depending on whether they are Republicans or Democrats. Around 80% of the Democrats correctly guess that gun kills more people in America than knives or other violence, but only 27% of strong Americans say the same. It is the same correctly say that, but this leads to the final new addition of our understanding. Brexit has provided a brilliant and awful life experiment in how stubborn our misperceptions are. We ask about beliefs in the 350 million per week figure before the referendum in May 2016 and again. And despite seemingly endless news coverage and discussion on Brexit, the exact same proportion of around 4 in 10 of the population believes the same claim. And the same is true for EU migration. We are exactly as likely to overestimate the number of EU migrants as we were in 2016. We moved absolutely nowhere in our financial understanding of some of our core issues, and this has confirmed two things for me: how important emotion and identity and how we see these key realities, and how poorly we have been served by nature and the quality of the media discussions. And so. Hello, test, test, test number one, test, test, test number one. Thank you.